The cotton ginning cost share program, announced this week by USDA, resulted from the agency utilizing its administrative authority under the Commodity Credit Corporation Charter Act to help facilitate the marketing of commodities. National Cotton Council President and CEO Dr. Gary Adams joins us today to talk about the details of the program and the council's involvement.
USDA announced a one-time $300 million program that is now available to cotton producers, and it's based off the 2015 planted acreage, and it will provide cost share assistance to those producers based on percentage of their ginning cost. So this is an assistance package that we had discussed with USDA and that we had worked toward, and we certainly appreciate Secretary Vilsack and USDA developing the program and now having it announced it and preparing for implementation. We think it will be a significant benefit to producers who have continued to struggle from sustained low prices and high production costs. The program is based off of ginning costs because it will help in the marketing assistance, and growers have to gin cotton to be able to market it. So that's the basis for the program, but we do believe it'll be some much needed assistance.
In order to sign up for the program,
producers will be hearing from their FSA office. They will need to go in and sign up for the program by verifying what their planted acres, and that includes both planted acres and failed acres for the 2015 crop. That needs to occur. That sign-up period is June 20th through August 5th, so a relatively tight window, and there will not be an extension of that time period. So producers need to make sure that they get into their FSA office between June 20th and August 5th.
According to the program, payment rates are regional.
Producers will need to look and see what their payment rate is, but it essentially be the regional payment rate times the number of acres that were certified for the 2015 crop will determine the payments that a producer is eligible for. Producers also need to be aware with this program that it is subject to the same AGI means test as other programs in the 2014 Farm Bill, and this program also comes with a separate $40,000 per person or legal entity payment limit. So that's a couple of other things to be aware of. But again, this program benefits should be delivered as we move through the summer. It's going to be very important given the current financial conditions, and the National Cotton Council will be very active in reminding producers about the sign-up period and encouraging them to make sure they get to their local office and sign up.